Hachette Audio presents A Touch of Jen. Written by Beth Morgan. Read by Casey Turner. Les attractions sont proportionnelles au destiné. Charles Fourier. Part 1. This Could Be Us. Chapter 1. Alicia says that maybe she should print out a photo of Jen's face and tape it over her own while they have sex. I could cut little holes in the eyes. Remy says that would be creepy. But I love how your mind works. She scrolls through photos that Jen recently posted.
Definitely that one, says Remy.
I'm just joking around. Unless you aren't. Later, when they're sluggishly moving towards the bed, Remy takes Alicia's face in his hands.
Oh, Jen, how I've longed to hold you in my arms.
Remy, it's not right, says Alicia, pretending to be Jen. What if your girlfriend finds out? Their movements are theatrical and corny. They mash their faces together like soap opera stars. Remy shuts his eyes and plays a movie in which Alicia has been replaced by Jen, with her freckled boobs and baby hairs and adult braces. He's talked to Alicia many times about these adult braces. They've discussed the spectacular loopy temerity of a beautiful person like Jen taking such a risk with her appearance. She could have done Invisalign, but no. Now, she looks like a hot shark. Alicia imagines herself morphing into Jen's light-struck, perpetually tan body, and her body language is much more tender than it would be if she were just herself. She takes off her dress and tries to picture Jen's body naked, but can't imagine her without an outfit. When she's Jen, she's always wearing clothes. Afterwards, they keep looking at Jen's photos from Cambodia, each of them on their own phone. I like this one, says Alicia.
Oh, she looks great here, says Remy.
The waves were amazing, says Jen's caption.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?